if there is one quality that is quintessential to growing in the life of prayer, it is humility, and still more humility, and still more humility. Never watch it, never to the point where my humility degrades me in my own eyes so that I fail to recognize God's gifts. We continue. We are tempted to deception when we do not get what we ourselves want. I've been praying for how long? People count on the meetings they've made. We are to pray indeed. Pray for what? Watch it. For what we need. We can express them as our wants, but must always condition our wants by what God wants. There's an absolute sense in which our prayers are always heard. Again, we are tempted to dwell on our wounded pride, to dwell on our wounded pride, which keeps us from seeing ourselves as sinners and our unwillingness to see prayer as a free gift of grace. What a grace this is! The grace to be able to, the grace to want to pray, and the sublime grace to pray. Thank God for the grace. The Catechism concludes, there is only one remedy for all these objections to prayer. Comes in three words: humility, confidence, and perseverance in prayer. Humility. See oneself as undeserving. Confidence. Trusting in God's love. And perseverance to pray. I don't say until we run out of breath, to pray until we run out of thought. In other words, to pray as our last step into eternity. Next question. How is humble vigilance of heart necessary for prayer? How is humble vigilance of heart necessary for prayer? Answer. Our distractions in prayer reveal preoccupation with created things. Every distraction is a preoccupation with some creature. Our dominating possessiveness contrasts with Christ's warning to be always on guard. And our dryness in prayer tells us to remain faithful to Jesus, even when we do not experience consolations. He also tells us we need a moral conversion. On all these counts, watchful humility is necessary. One of the principal fruits of a retreat. Do I see one of the principal fruits? The principal fruit of a retreat should be an improved practice of prayer. In order to improve our life of prayer, we must especially look to the way we are living. In other words, the measure of our fidelity to God's grace will be the determining factor in our ability to pray. Our giving our hearts to God may evoke God giving His heart to us. We give Him our hearts by doing His will. He gives us His heart by opening Himself to us in prayer. And there is no experience on earth, none, N-O-N-E, there is no experience on earth, none, that is a closer approximation to heaven than the experience of prayer. This is something we should all aim at, all strive to achieve, and all labor to grow in. Prayer is a thousand things, but at root, prayer is a union of the all-living God with the soul, the mind and heart of a rational creature that is consciously and willingly united with God. Next question. What are the principal temptations in prayer? Hear it. The principal temptations in prayer are a lack of faith and laziness. Thanks. That's calling a spade a shovel. On the side of faith, we need to be convinced of our Lord's warning, without me you can do nothing. And by praying, that's what we're doing. We're admitting our own inability, inability in mind to know what to do, inability of will to choose and to love what God wants us to choose and love. We need help constantly. Christ said, without me you can do nothing. On the side of laziness, we must humbly admit our sloth and practice self-discipline. And the first self-discipline, of course, is I've got to provide a time and place and circumstance for praying. Over the years of happy experiences I've had with people, businessmen, politicians, medical men, lawyers, we set aside a period each day, say a half an hour in the morning, some first thing in the morning, just for communing with God. All I can tell you is that we need, all of us, you need, I need, what we call sacred time in our lives. Where sacred time means time set aside for God. He surely deserves it. And we need it. One last question. What does it mean to pray without ceasing? That, as you know, is the revealed directive of St. Paul. St. Paul tells us, you are to persevere in our love for God, which is the heart of prayer. Behind this revealed injunction are three truths of our faith. In other words, what does it mean to pray without ceasing? First, it is always possible to pray. The grace is always available. In the words of St. John Chrysostom, quoted in the Catechism, it is possible to offer frequent and fervent prayer even while walking in public, or strolling alone, or seated in your store, while begging, or selling, or even while working in the kitchen, unquote, the great Greek doctor of the church. Pray while you're driving a car. When we engage in conversation, pick up the telephone. Now watch whom you're speaking to. Know what words you would use to the one you're talking to by telephone, and what words you will say to God. Again, prayer is a vital necessity. Once more, St. John Chrysostom, who, along with St. Augustine, is the most frequently quoted in the Catholic Catechism, says Chrysostom, nothing is more valuable than prayer. What a statement. Nothing is more valuable than prayer. Or again, quoting St. Alphonsus Liguori, those who pray are certainly saved. One who does not pray certainly damns himself, unquote. Couldn't be clearer. You want to go to heaven? Of course I do. Where? Third, prayer and the Christian life are inseparable. We are inseparable because both proceed from the same love of Jesus Christ, the same renunciation of self, the same filial and loving conformity to the Father's love. As we pray, so we live. As we pray, so we shall die. As we pray, so we shall possess God through all eternity. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us
in
the hour of our death.
Amen. O Mary, conceived without sin.
Pray for us,
in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.